But we begin with big news out of Washington this morning. Yesterday, the Trump administration announced a major rollback of clean water regulations. The new proposal would severely limit the federal government's protection of some U.S. waterways, including lakes, streams, and wetlands. And while this will drastically reduce the regulatory burden for landowners and developers, environmentalists say it will open up important waterways to pollution, and that could begin a ripple effect. Washington Post reporter Stephen Mufsin has been covering the story, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
So let's start with the goal here. This was something that President Trump talked about on the campaign trail, I know. What is exactly the EPA saying about what they're hoping to accomplish with this proposal?
Well, I think they're hoping to scale back the role of the federal government in regulating a lot of smaller waterways and wetlands across the country. Under President Obama, the federal government said it was going to regulate more of these sort of streams, many of which are tributaries to larger bodies of water where the Environmental Protection Agency has clear jurisdiction to regulate potential pollutants.
Those who are for this and those in the Trump administration are saying, right, that there's a regulatory burden. This is difficult to get around. How exactly hard is it maybe for a developer who wants to build in an area where there might be a stream like this? Can you give us an example?
Well, I think that part of the point that the administration is making is that permits are unwieldy, take a long time, and that sort of thing. But they do this in the context of making an argument that the federal government should leave landowners and states, which also have regulatory responsibilities, to take care of these things on their own. But you know, in a way that flies in the face of the entire history of the Environmental Protection Agency and of the Clean Water Act, which was passed in 1972. And that was after a lot of environmental disasters had taken place that should have been the purview of landowners and state governments. So in a way, this is an effort to try to turn the clock back and to roll back some of what EPA has taken on over the past 40 years.
One of the other arguments that supporters of this move had made is that the rule also included bodies of water, for example, like dry washes that only have water in them after it rains. How big of a change, when you look at the sort of the broad scope of what had been covered and what will now not be covered, how big of a change ultimately do you think this will be?
I think it can be a substantial change because A lot of wetlands and waterways that don't appear to be connected, in fact, are connected in the subsurface. There are underground connections, and these are all very important. I mean, that's why the EPA has moved in this direction to begin with.
So this, like you said, passes the regulatory burden to states. Is there any reason to believe that states will implement the same types of protections on these same types of waterways? Like, have they done so in other areas, or are we going to see some states do that and others not?
Some states are active. The Ohio EPA has been active in some cases involving wetlands there, but in many cases they're not. The people who are going to benefit for this are a lot of people in the business sector. Let's just take a couple of things that EPA said it's no longer going to regulate, things like gravel and sand pits. These are essential for the fracking industry, and yet it's possible that those pits and the ponds, in some cases, could easily leak into the groundwater and affect rivers and streams.
Is there reason to believe that there are some states or even regions of the country that might be more affected by this change than others?
I think they'll be affected depending on the type of commercial activity involved. So fracking is taking place all over the country in places where there's good shale rock for oil and gas. Home builders are active everywhere, farmers largely in the Great Plains. So I think these are the places to look.
So, Stephen, looking forward real quickly before we have to let you go, what's next? There's a comment period, and then is this expected to end up being challenged in court?
Yes, this is just the beginning this is a proposal. It doesn't take effect immediately. In a couple of weeks, it'll be in the Federal Register. There'll be a 60-day comment period. And after that, no doubt, a lot of lawsuits. This has gone to the courts before. The Supreme Court, in a famous decision, left things a little ambiguous. They voted 4-4-1, with Justice Kennedy writing the one opinion that still governs, and that involves finding a nexus between waterways that isn't necessarily obvious. And it's very doubtful in a way that the new Trump proposal will pass that test. But of course, Justice Kennedy is no longer on the court, and it may be that the administration is hoping that the two new members will take a different and a more sympathetic look at the proposal that they've just made.
All right. That is Stephen Mufsin with The Washington Post. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.